Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comisshoon the Man, with the television licence fee on Sunshine 106.8.
Yeah, delighted to be back talking about the club scene here. I'm delighted to be joined on the line. It's that time of the week when we chat about the local Dublin club and find out about their history and their role in the local community. So I'm delighted to be joined and to speak with Jonathan Grenell, committee member of the Killester Basketball Club, which was founded way back in 1967. And Jonathan, you're very welcome to the show.
That's great. Thanks, Reggie, for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is our weekly tribute to all of the clubs that are doing fantastic work around the communities. And as I said, Killester founded the basketball club founded in 1967. So there's a rich history there.
There is, yeah. We were originally founded by a Kerry man. So every time we have to go play down in Kerry, they hold that over us.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not like a Kerry man to hold anything over anybody from Dublin. No. But there you go. I'm sure they love to remind you of these things. But it's grown in numbers and diversity over those years. Now you've got over 500 playing members. That's a huge membership.
Yeah, it is. It's great. We've really seen a kind of growth in the last couple of years. But the nicest thing about it probably is that we've 500 playing members and it's split down the middle, 250 girls, 250 boys.
And tell me, do you find that the interest levels has grown much in basketball over recent years?
Yeah, definitely. We find it in schools that they play and they keep it up. And it's definitely a good foil for players playing kind of Gaelic as well, that we get a lot of players from that route as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the crossover in sports nowadays is absolutely incredible. I know even from a rugby point of view, hand-eye coordination. My own son plays rugby, but he also played a lot of basketball. The three of them did in school. A lot of sports struggle to get their sport into schools because of the lack of facilities, but a lot of primary schools even managed to put up a basketball ring somewhere and put together a bit of that. And it seems in PE, that seems to be a sport that they go to a lot.
Yeah, they do, definitely. It's a nice one because obviously it's all year round for us. Weather doesn't really play a factor in whether it's going to go ahead or not. And I guess for us in schools, we probably have kind of Super League teams there with professional players coming in. They kind of capture imagination, get into schools, kind of show kids dunks, three-point shots. And, you know, they see it down on YouTube as well. Then, you know, kind of catches the imagination and get them playing.
The whole idea of these clubs and why we're highlighting them is that sense of community. I know there's plenty of family connection for yourself as well. And your wife is involved in the administration side of the club as well. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, we'd be heavily involved now. I'd coach our Super League men's team, under 17 girls, and then my own two kids, my older two, under 12 girls and under 10 boys, and then my wife is in the nursery and she coaches our other two kids at that, and she's also the child welfare officer in the club.
I'm sure it's a busy household trying to keep everything going, no question about it. And then I suppose finally, just what does the club bring to the community? What feedback do you get from all the locals?
Well, it's great on the Saturday in particular then when we're playing. You can see it. I see it in my own kids. You go down, you coach your youth teams, then they turn around, they come out on a Saturday night then, and you watch the games, the two senior teams play. We usually play back-to-back on a Saturday night, so it's a great atmosphere down in Clontarf where we play. And you know, it is great because you see the whole family there, the mum, the dad, the older kids playing, the younger kids then, everyone out there enjoying themselves. So you kind of see that flows through the whole club. So it's really, really good. A lot of families involved.
There's no doubt that's important. Well, Jonathan, it's your chance to get a bit of a plug in. I'm sure you're always looking for new members. Where can they contact you?
Yeah, well, they can contact our info@killester.com email address. We start our nursery from 4 years old. Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock, but we're open to any member, new beginner, experienced player. We usually have a team that will fit their level, so they can contact us there. That's okay.
Absolutely wonderful, Jonathan. Thank you very, very much for taking the time to talk to us this morning and tell us all about Killester Basketball Club, and we wish you all the very best for the future.
Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comisshoon the Man, with the television licence fee on Sunshine 106.8.